This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, counteracting loads of pharmaceutical propaganda, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's not enough time to really do justice to what we have to counteract here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Actually, that sounds like I have to counteract what I say on my show, Super Don. That's not what I meant. I'm trying to counteract all the garbage out there in the mainstream media, the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media. And this begins officially our broadcast week. Super Don will be battling the grandbabies the next couple of hours here. And, you know, right, as he says, riding
well,
the mute button.
Celebrating a third birthday today. So I'll cut them a little bit of slack because my youngest grandson turned three today.
Really? Happy birthday? Oh, which one is that? Which one is that?
That would be Easton.
Easton. What a cool name Easton is. Is he going to grow up to be like a cowboy? Easton. Like that name, you think? Good Lord.
I don't think he'll be a cowboy. He'll probably end up being like a UFC fighter, if I had to guess, this early.
Okay. So you're not planning to raise a gender-confused grandkid at this point?
No.
He knows where he's... No. All right. Did we cover some gender confusion issues with John Rappaport on Friday? I think we did.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That was a great discussion. I'm telling you, folks, if you miss John Rappaport and I getting together and talking about stuff, it just goes places where you'll never hear in broadcast media. And so Friday's show, if you missed it, I'm just going back in time already. It was like one of my favorite interviews. It's more like a conversation with Rappaport from No More Fake News. So y'all check it out. Archives available 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and a whole lot of other places, including UK Health Radio. And for those of you watching on YouTube, welcome one and all. We're glad you're here with us. You know, I kind of teased before we went on the air that this opening would be kind of boring. I'm looking at this story, Super D, and it's about Facebook banning or censoring the founder of the walkaway movement, right? Brendan Strzok with the silent A at the end of Straka. And we interviewed him with Celia Farber before he went big. I mean, we brought him on to talk about where this is going. Now he's like blowed up. He blowed up good in it. And people are following this thing. He's doing a big march in Washington, D.C. And I look at this and I go, you know, I like the guy's spirit and his moxie, his willingness to step out of the political box that he was, you know, kind of trapped in as a gay man, hairdresser from New York City, having to be Democrat. And he wakes up and he says, you know what? This is not for me. These Democrats are promoting violence. They're very angry. I mean, I don't want that. I don't hate white people or, you know, that kind of thing. And I guess I'm for your freedom to step outside the box. Absolutely. You know, that's what we're all about here. But at the same time, Super Don, I get concerned about getting mired in the political muck. How we can easily get drawn, and I know you're with me on this. It's like you get drawn in. It's like all of life depends upon who's in or who's not in office. Now, it's true that it matters. But the fact that it matters is evidence of how far we've lost our way, whether you're a liberal or a conservative. That the government has intruded so far into your life, into our life, into everybody's lives, that you're looking for one little bit of solace. That if they throw you a crumb of freedom, you're like, oh, hallelujah. You know, it's not all good in that context. And I know that it's not fun to look at it that way because, you know, when, for instance, you have, it's NFL Sunday, right? For those of you listening live. It's my team versus your team. And it's like so much more fun when it's that way, isn't it? It's like, if you really don't care who wins or loses, it's like, what a party pooper. You're not into it at all. I can't egg you. I can't elicit a response from you. You're like, hey, I just like to watch a good game. You know, sit back and observe it from a detached perspective. But detachment is often misinterpreted as I don't care. You're too detached from the world, right? And so, super done. Do people say you don't care?
I'm a big fan. I say I don't care. I don't worry about what other people say. I say I don't care because for me, you know, and it's not that I don't care about anything, obviously, but it's just, you know, there are so many things that people are so worked up about. That are acting like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world unless, you know, we follow this or we explain this or whatever like that. When in reality, none of it, you know, a lot of it anyway, doesn't matter. It's so far removed from the things that people should be concerned about. You know, they're so, you know, what's that saying about not seeing the forest for the trees or the trees for the forest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that happens all the time. And in a situation like this with this story.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. For me, the point of the story here is, and let me just say, the story we're talking about is Facebook. What happened was Brandon Strzok was going to be on InfoWars, I think it was. And so he posted on his Facebook, coming up, soon, I'm going to be on InfoWars. And it's like on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just uttering the word, uttering InfoWars is like Voldemort or something, right? Where it's like he got put in Facebook prison for simply posting the words InfoWars. Now, to be fair, he wasn't like banned
Outright total ban.
Yeah, he wasn't Alex like Jones. Kicked Alex Jones. He was gone. And then the story is that Facebook went, oh, we're sorry, we made a mistake, we'll let you have your Facebook back.
Yeah.
The point for me on this here is the censorship issue. Well, yeah. Not Brandon Strzok so much, but the fact that you can't even say InfoWars now. You can't utter the word InfoWars on Facebook without risking yourself being put in Facebook prison.
Well, and also they yelled at him because he didn't say he wasn't banned fast enough. Apparently, he wasn't aware, got caught back, and like, oh, I'm back on. Oh, you didn't say it. You're fomenting this meme that you're being censored because you're a conservative gay man. And there's evidence to that. But, I mean, the fact that you can be censored for saying InfoWars, and they say, oops, that was an accident. I mean, what does that say about the control of the flow of information through what was once a pretty independent and exciting place to be in terms of social media?
Social media has just, it's turned into just a joke anymore. But, listen, I think, I don't know, you tell me if you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. I feel kind of stuck because it's like on the one hand, I don't want to be a part of the madness.
Right.
But on the other hand, Facebook is an important tool, not only for keeping in touch with, you know, like people, friends and family, stuff like that, but for work as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you're kind of stuck in this place where it's like, you know, I really kind of sucks having to be a part of what's going on here. But at the same time, there isn't really a good alternative at this point. And I keep looking around going, where is the guy? Where is the company?
Yeah. Headline,
you know, that
Super
is going to step
Super
up.
Don. Yeah, we got you lost in the nether regions, or is it the nether worlds? What do you say? You're like the in-between place. Wait, that didn't sound right.
You're not able to hear me?
No, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
I'm just, I'm just, you know, you're talking about the place you want to be, and I get it. We utilize social network for some level of outreach. I have no earthly idea how many people actually receive it, but we've got to go on. I don't know if it's faith or just our own reality is that we're going to communicate to those who are ready to listen. This has been our message all along in our MO, so to speak. I'm not here to force my way on anyone with my views on liberty, health, freedom, and healing liberty. Although I know a lot of you around the world dig the message and are plugging in either live or later. But what is really important, obviously there's a political healing aspect to the show. But it is, to my mind, minor compared to the spiritual freedom aspect that we bring up here. That when the political winds blow against your spiritual freedom, remember the dawning of the American Republic was about spiritual evolution, revolution, the freedom to worship as you see fit. I'm going to a new land, lots of fraught with danger and unknown, because I'm so sick of being told how to live my life. So when you look at the origin of America, at least in the modern context, granted, again, we can go historical and context and go, my gosh, the Native Americans were wiped out. Any number of things you can go in and point out. But everything is context. In that day and age, that was what was transpiring. What's happening in this day and age in terms of transpiring regarding our freedom to heal, for instance? Our freedom to worship as we please. Our freedom to move about the American cabin and or the Earth cabin based on our views. Now, the authoritarian censorship manifesting through Facebook, Twitter, social media, YouTube, things like that, is evidence of a loss of context in terms of history. When people start saying, my gosh, those views, we cannot allow that to be aired. We can't be discussing that. And this is true for many years about vaccines. Vaccines are a dogma, a cult, or religion. And so when they say the science is settled, that's basically saying, shut up, we are not going to let you speak because you threaten our belief system. Now, when you have a plurality, if you will, of ideas and ideals, I think that's, you know, the so-called melting pot of America. That's cool. That's good. But risking censorship, being censored myself, as I've said many times over the years, what's great about America is not its diversity. That's fine. People from all walks of life and all backgrounds, religion can come here as long as they embrace the concept of freedom and its reality, its manifestation. That is, you get to believe what you want to believe as long as you don't use the power, force, or fraud of government to do it. The beauty of America, the greatness of America, the strength of America, not its diversity, but it's those people who still have a love of individual liberty and want to do whatever they can to make sure that those that come after them, us, can experience the freedom that we have had that may be eroding. In fact, we would argue it is eroding and has eroded for a long time, over 100 plus years in the medical realm, to where they have attacked all other forms of natural healing, or maybe all forms of natural healing, when it competes with the pharmaceutical church. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
1 week from now, we will be live on the show floor at the Trinity Conference in Schaumburg, Illinois. And that's going to be with our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr. In fact, we couldn't wait for a whole week to transpire, so we've got him on now. More sneak previews, Chris?
Yeah, that's great. I'm looking forward to that vaccination panel 6 days from now. Mm-hmm. The Dr. Meyer Eisenstein Memorial Vaccination Panel right there in his stomping grounds of Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And again, we had you on earlier in the last week, and we talked a little bit about it, and it was a brilliant inspiration to call it that. And of course, Julie Whitman Klein from Trinity said, "Oh my gosh, we got to call it that." So yeah, we're going to roll with that, and it's going to be great. Now, we've got a lot of vaccine stories on the air today, some of which I'll cover in the second hour, but even acknowledgement of the researchers saying, "We don't know how vaccines work, we just know they do." And I'm like, really? This is what you're going forward with? Are they having these stunning admissions? Are they looking in the mirror and saying, "I can't sleep at night if I don't tell half the truth"?
Yeah, well, they're not even telling any truth at all. You know, it's the history, the science and history of vaccination is fraught with fraud and child abuse from its very beginnings back in the 18th century, 1700s, right up into the 21st centuries. We have scandals of things they're doing in other nations they can't do here because it would be called child abuse here. Mm-hmm. It's just full of lies, fraud. You know, the truth of the matter is all vaccination is fraud, period. And they lie when they say safe and effective. And there's a great new book out, Jabbed, by Brett Wilcox. It's the first vaccine book I can actually recommend since the 70s with Ida Onaroff and Dr. Robert Mendelsohn. And, I mean, it's full of factual information from scientific publications, MDs and scientists, that when they say safe and effective, it's just a flat-out lie. It's not even a half-truth. It's just a bald-faced lie.
Which explains, Chris, why there's such a desperate attempt at censorship. You know, we got these social media constructs or even mainstream media. Anytime there's a story about vaccines that somebody might have something to say about their safety, immediately there'll be major links associated with that saying how wonderful vaccines are. That doesn't occur if you speak, you know, ill of an antibiotic. Like, well, that we know antibiotics are failing, but when a vaccine is questioned, suddenly the entire forces of the universe are allied on the allopathic medical side to suppress any movement out of that kind of awareness or reality.
Yeah, and you know, it's like Ignaz Semmelweis, you know, who said, "Hey, we need to wash our hands." I figured out why we're killing all the newborn mothers and the newborns, because we're going from a cadaver to newborns, and we're killing them, and it drove him crazy. They put him in an insane asylum, and he died shortly thereafter. And it's the same thing going on now. Look, this is just not true. These vaccines just don't work. And here's the science that proves they don't work. But, oh, you're crazy, you're nuts. In fact, we have a modern Ignaz Semmelweis, Dr. Rebecca Carley, that people don't know. I do, because I've just met with her recently. Mm-hmm. All this dead doctor stuff, everyone's concerned about all these doctors being killed. She was attacked physically, and she was put into an institution by the state of Illinois and rescued by her sister recently. She wasn't killed, but we can't do anything about the ones that are dead. We need to do something about those that are alive. Mm-hmm. Like with Rebecca Carley, who wrote the definitive scientific refutation of vaccination that's irrefutable, and their response since she wrote that has been to say she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy. So they don't address the content, which cites science and Harrison's principles of internal medicine, the immune system, the IgE, the IgA. It's factually, scientifically irrefutable. They don't address one line that she says. They just say, oh, she's crazy.
Well, this is the desperate times that we live in for those that have suppressed knowledge of the danger of artificial induction of antibodies via injection, with all that it entails. And one day we will look back on this, or our kids and grandkids will say, my gosh, were we in the dark ages of medicine in the 20th and 21st centuries? No exaggeration. Why, pray tell, then, would they be so invested, so heavily invested in these vaccines as sacrament in their church of pharmaceutical mysticism? Maybe Chris Barr, not a doc, has some insight into that. I'm sure he does. And then we'll get into what else is going to go on this time next week and a day earlier than this time next week at the Trinity Conference in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. I hope you all can join us. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back with more Chris.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're in the 19th year of broadcasts on radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show. How many years, Chris Barr, have you been on this journey with me? You know, when we first connected, has it been how many years now?
14 years next week.
Wow. Yeah. No, and it's been a great, great journey together. And I know as busy as you are, we can't have you on as often as it would be awesome to have you, but then you wouldn't get anything done. So it's fun to get you on board, and that we're going to reunion at the Trinity Conference coming up this weekend, September 22nd, 23rd. And, hope all of y'all are planning to be there. If not, get there because, it's life changing when we get together. It's a little different. I mean, it's fun to do it on radio, but when we're getting together, we can talk about things and there's no commercial interruptions. So, it's awesome. Now, Chris, I was asking you about, we were talking about Rebecca Carley as well, Dr. Carley, and how serious they take the vaccine issue when somebody with credentials speaks out against it. They have to attack. You know, I don't want no stinking badges. I'm not a medical doctor and I'm glad that I'm not. So I guess it's a little less concerning because he doesn't have the credentials. Great, fine. You hear the, how would we say, the intensity of what we're bringing here on this issue and what Rebecca has done, and she was attacked for it. So we know scientifically that there is no basis for artificial induction of antibodies to suppress expression of disease. I've said that's the best they can do. But that is not restoring health. That is not preventing disease. That is actually creating disease. So
that's
if we
exactly
know that,
why vaccination is guarded so, because it is at the root of everything medical treatment and the entire medical fiefdom, or as Rebecca and I like to say, medicine, and mm-hmm. emphasize that last sin, because that is what the common practice is medicine. And the holy water or unholy water is vaccination, which seeds people with disease, disrupts the immune system artificially in a manner that it was never meant to be utilized, causes confusion, disruption, and then they're putting more and more garbage into them on top of the garbage they started with, like what they call adjuvants, like aluminum, a neurotoxin, mercury, a neurotoxin, and worse, polysorbate 80, you know, aborted fetal tissue. I mean, there's so much that they're poisoning the poison with more poisons,
yeah,
because it seeds people with disease and guarantees a future business ka-ching, ka-ching cash register for the practice of medicine, never mm-hmm. knowing what they're doing, just practicing.
So we obviously talk about the economic agenda. But I think there's a nefarious agenda to dampen the connection to the most holy of all holies. Because if you damage the body and you distract the soul in that body from being able to connect with, it is really a dark agenda. Because
well,
at
absolutely.
That point,
the aborted fetal tissue that, you know, they'll argue, oh, well, that's from a strain from the 60s. Well, it's one they've kept going, and that's cannibalism. When you're putting dead babies and injecting them into the bloodstream, no matter how you want to say it's watered down or twice or three times removed, that's cannibalism.
And yet, most of the institutional religions will not speak out against this practice.
Well, it was one of Beauchamp's, maybe his greatest disappointment. He was a very religious man who believed in the Almighty and his power and always gave him credit. And he was an ardent Roman Catholic. He started the medical program at the University of Lille in northwest France. It's still there today. He's the one who founded it, who left prestige behind to serve his church. And then when Pasteur and all of that which is unholy became popular, his own church, the Roman Catholic Church, placed his works, all of his writings, on the forbidden reading list, and it crushed him.
Mm-hmm.
Religion, Roman Catholics and James Dobson both, all these allegedly anti-abortion folks say, well, it's for a greater good, so even though we'd rather it wouldn't be there, it's good for us. So, no, they won't stand for their own principles.
And it's not for a greater good. I mean, unless your greater good is to damage little innocent babies and make them dependent lifelong on allopathic intervention, which is only going to make things worse ultimately, even if they can manage symptoms along the way.
Well, if you know the history as I know the history, people don't realize modern medicine would not exist except for the religious authorities. It's been a hand-in-hand. That's been the access to the people, is to get religion behind the religion of modern medicine. It's disgusting.
Right. Lori C. asks on YouTube, was there ever a time in history where we weren't lied to? Well, no. I think part of being on planet Earth is having to navigate deception to really reconnect with, as I said, however you perceive, spirit, God. Everybody's got their perspectives on it, but my gosh, there are so many things trying to throw curveballs at you, so you are dissuaded from that, which is truly important, most important. And I feel like modern medicine, is, as you said, emphasis on S-I-N at the end there, sin, has really done perhaps the most profound job at dampening and weakening the spiritual connection of so many people.
Well, if they were just required to give full disclosure, like with a polio vaccine, any mother who went into the doctor, if he told her, all right, well, just let me have little Junie there, and I'm going to inject her with some infected monkey kidney pus. How many women would turn their child? How many mothers would turn their child over to a doctor if he told them he was going to inject infected monkey kidney pus, which is what the polio vaccine is?
Right, when it really is evidence of DDT poisoning, sugar consumption, mineral deficiencies, all of these things. Again, the allopathic medicine has corrupted our view of the world and reality in terms of our health and healing, where it shines and where it has evidence and benefit in terms of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again in a trauma surgery situation. Okay, but once you've done that, get out as fast as you can, because everything else that they do will be deleterious to your health in the long run.
Absolutely. I know of one of the first female doctors ever, Ruth Bodine Ray, who then became married to a man named Adams. Anyway, she was in 1918 in the hospitals in Chicago doing her residency. And she noted that the vaccinations that were being given were followed by people getting, quote-unquote, the flu. And when she brought it to her superiors, they told her to shut up. And when she continued to see it going on and continued to speak up about it, they, shut her down. So she quit the practice of medicine before she even got started, because the so-called great Spanish flu was a vaccine-induced disease entirely. Those who didn't get vaccinated didn't get the flu. Everyone who got the alleged flu were vaccinated, because the war had ended quicker than they expected. They were injecting the soldiers, so they were giving the surplus vaccines to the people back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the great Spanish flu was vaccine-induced disease, period.
And then all of the suppression techniques of allopathic medicine also continued to increase the mortality rates of those who succumbed. Listen, there's also misinformation on diet, nutrition, health, food as medicine. We got a caller questioning this and wants to hear from us on it.
Hello! Hey guys, this is Pat. My question about sprouting, the bad chemical in sprouted stuff is called lectin. It's a plant protein that's designed to protect the plant. That is what's bad for us. And it's this whole list of food, beans, even green beans and peas are bad. All the nightshades, bunch of other things. Even the goji berries are considered a nightshade. I mean, there's like all this stuff, but in particular, the thing that really, kind of like, whoa, this is like, out of my comfort zone, was saying that anything that's sprouted, your sprouted grains, so Ezekiel bread, even sprouts themselves are poison because of this lectin. But my guess is, perhaps, and maybe you can elaborate on this, does the body have a defense against these lectins?
All right, Pat, comprehensive question on sprouted everything. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I know. That's why everybody listening needs to call Jonathan and Choose to Be Healthy and order The Missing Link. All of this nonsense, and to a great degree, gluten and celiac is also involved in this. One of the reasons for these problems is the lack of trace elements that have been lacking or not at all for the last 50 to 100 years that go into the makeup of enzymes and catalytic agents that our body utilizes to live. It's because of a lack of mineral nourishment, especially the trace elements, that these problems exist. So restore to the body what it always had before and is meant to have now, and these alleged nightshade and all these problems cease to exist. I mean, for crying out loud, there was a man who lived to be 256 years old until the 1930s, whose daily consumption, he ate a variety of foods, but his daily consumption included goji berry cold soup, and he lived to be 256. drinking that or actually eating that every single day. Okay, so it's not all this alleged leptin or gluten or whatever. It's the lack of nourishment that is at the root of why these modern-day problems are springing up right and left. Sprouting is magnificent. It's wonderful. But if you don't have the enzymes you need, maybe there's a problem. But that's not because sprouting's bad. It's because you're right. Malnourished and undernourished.
I think Pat was indicating, I think she wanted to go that way. And I agree. It's kind of like, over the years that we've talked about the pancreas function, the hypoglycemia, the diabetes, and how modern medicine and even holistic medical people, if you can call them that, get it wrong when they say there's insulin resistance. And you pointed out so many times over the years, it's that a lack of minerals, specifically the chromium in the right form, makes it impossible for the body to deliver and, offload the sugar that the insulin might be carrying. It's not resistance to insulin. It's a lack of the minerals, just as Chris said. All right, we're going to come back to a little bit more preview of the Trinity Conference. Maybe follow up on any discussions we've already begun here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events. If you don't know where Trinity is happening, it's there as well as other events coming up in Florida in October.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm excited. I hope you are, too, to join us at the Trinity Conference. I think, Super Don, do we still have links to free tickets, or have they all been given away yet? Because I know that there was some options.
No, the link is still there. If you go to the show notes and you click, you just scroll down, you find a big banner about the Trinity Conference. And if you go in and register using the link that's on the banner, click on the banner. You use the code TCRSB, and when you're done registering, they will get you in for free.
Nice. All right, so y'all, if you haven't registered already, take advantage of that TCRSB, Trinity Conference RSB for Robert Scott Bell. You could still get in and get in for free. Why not? And even if you paid, it is worth it because of what you're going to be. Just, hey, going to Chris Barr's lecture alone on The Missing Link, I'm so excited to hear more about it. We've talked about it on the radio, and that's, like I said, it's something that we used to have access to, Chris, as you mentioned, and then it went away, and now it's back, which I'm thrilled about. We're taking it every day here as well.
Yeah, well, get it while you can, and I think it'll be available forever now, but yeah, the Fed's gotten away there for about 10 years, but I think that's ancient history now.
Okay.
And,
All right.
Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it.
Yeah, it's that baseline, if you will, underlying all of the things. We talk about mineral deficiencies, bringing them in a form that the body can actually utilize, process, and get all the benefit from, so that a lot of these nonsense diseases that were never diseases before from eating foods that have been around forever, of course, as we acknowledge the law of the terrain in Antoine Béchamp, you corrupt the terrain or the environment or the milieu, what grows there is going to change by definition. And it might not be as good for you as it once was, even if it visually looks the same or maybe you perceive it to look better, but it isn't. And that's the unseen side of things that, Chris, you've been writing about for decades now.
Yes, going back to the 1970s. So, and glad that there are more people listening now, but there are so many more that need to listen and act, not just listen, act upon this. So, get to Schaumburg to the Trinity Conference next weekend, and we'll educate those that are there, and they can go home and educate everybody else. So.
Yeah, indeed. And I think they got the update on the Trinity Conference, all the speakers, the talks, the times. Did they get your background in there as well?
Yes, they did, on the vaccine panel and on the on my speaking portion. So, yeah, we're looking forward to be there. Nan and I both will be there, and Yeah, it's going to be great to meet some of the people that have been helped by our work and just want to hear more. So,
well, it's been years since we've been doing these conferences. It was a lot of years in a row where we got together at the Health Freedom Expos, and I'm glad Julie has finally, you know, brought them back out under the term or the banner of the Trinity Conference, Trinity School of Natural Health. A lot of those healthcare providers that are actually non-toxic and non-invasive will be there to support your health and healing, and they'll get to learn too. Like, it's all about, what is it, after you finish your school, the real learning begins?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting the word out to more people about chromium, silica, and selenium, the big three. And that's the real root of just about everything. There are other nutrients, of course, that are needed. You know, all of them are needed to some degree, but none is the difference greater than with those three. And now the missing link, those trace elements, because they make everything else work better.
Mm-hmm. And again, you have recommended two twice a day for a standard kind of maintenance?
Yeah, it's 2 to 4, the bottle says. I've taken 4 a day since 1979. And if anybody doesn't need it, I don't. And I still take 4 a day because I know how rare they are and how good that this form of organic, naturally chelated 78 trace elements are and how necessary that they are and how unique they are, like nowhere else on planet Earth.
Yeah, absolutely exciting to bring this out to the world. Of course, our friend Jonathan from choosetobehealthy.com will be at the booth with you. You're going to have Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23 available, so it'll be like everything you need all at one stop. We'll have Echo Water with Paul Barataro with us, and it's just going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing.
So, folks, again, we're about out of time for this hour of the show, but Chris, not a doc, not a nurse, going to be hitting the road to see us all in Chicago coming up this Saturday, Sunday. Look forward to seeing you there. And in the meantime, we'll keep the radio ball bouncing all week long. If there's any updates, Chris, during the week, just let me know. We'll get it out to the people out there. And, you know, next hour, we've got to talk about, well, corruption of science. I know it's kind of become oxymoronic to say that, but the Cochrane collaboration used to be good. What happened? We'll talk about that. Questions of the day on flu, Pinterest banning, any questions about vaccines, and something called Ig Nobel Prizes. Stick around for that and a whole lot more, because the power to heal is yours. Thanks, Rick.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.